This morning, we're supposed to bring a verse about prayer and say what it means to us. And the first verse I thought of when I heard the assignment was, "Pray without ceasing," Thessalonians 5:17. And what that means to me is that we shouldn't just have certain times when we pray, like just before we eat or before we go to bed. But all the time throughout the day, we should be praying as we work. And if somebody's in like a dangerous situation or something, just ask the Lord to protect them.
I got Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And so prayer is a way that we can line our hearts up with God, and we can just tell Him what we need and just trust Him and leave the outcome to Him.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." And I was thinking, we need to be careful not to make prayer a selfish thing and not always just praying for things that we want or things that will benefit us. And also pray for those who we might naturally not really want good things for, but just work to loving those people and pray for our enemies.
I got Mark 11:24. "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you." I was thinking about how we need to remember that when we pray to God, we're not telling Him to do something for us. We're asking Him, if it's His will, then please do that for us. And we don't have to just beg and beg for something if He has different plans. We need to just accept what He's wanting.
I got Matthew 6:7-9. "And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you have need of before you ask Him." And I was thinking, a little like Randall was saying, we need to not ask and like trying to change God, but rather aligning what we want with Him. And "Pray then in this manner: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come and your will be done." So it's asking for His will to be done and aligning our thoughts with His rather than trying to change Him.
I got Matthew 6:5-6. "When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. For your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." So we don't want, prayer isn't something that we want other people to see, but we want, like, it's going to God, not other people.
I have Philippians 4, verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And I like how it says there, "let your requests be made known to God," because we should just leave everything with Him, because it's not our choice. He's the one who decides whether it's good for us to do the right, like, He decides what we're supposed to do because He's our leader.
I had Philippians 4:6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." I was thinking about that and kind of had a couple different thoughts, but don't just pray when you're having hard times. You're supposed to pray constantly. Like Roger said, pray without ceasing in the good times and the bad times, because He will give you strength.
I had Matthew 26:41. It says, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And also, I was just thinking that when we pray, we're asking for God's will to be done, and not rather than when we pray, we should be praying that, you know, we ask that His will be done. And also, before we pray, God knows what we need. I think prayer is kind of a way of humbling ourselves in order to ask God for things, and then if He sees that it's His will, then he grants that to us.
You should love your enemies because you should pray for your enemies because it shows true love.